Hey, Vice President Dick Cheney is in the country of Georgia today. He's underlining Washington's support for the former Soviet Republic. This visit is the highest ranking by a U.S. official since Russia invaded its tiny neighbor last month. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now from Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. Mike, welcome to the program once again.
Hi, Steve.
We know that the United States has been very critical of Russia over its military actions. What does Cheney say?
Well, Cheney used some reasonably strong language today to characterize what Russia did in Georgia last month. He said it was an illegitimate unilateral attempt to change Georgia's borders by force, and that this had cast doubt on Russia's reliability as an international partner, not just here in Georgia and in this region, but across the international system. But I have to say, this was fairly mild, Steve, fairly restrained for Cheney. He could have used much harsher language. Here in Georgia, people routinely refer to Russia's leaders as criminals and to Russia as a gangster state, and there's nothing like that in what Cheney had to say. And I don't even think Cheney's characterization of Russia was as harsh as Russia's leaders have been in talking about the alleged U.S. role in all this. One other thing, Cheney called for no specific action to punish Russia, so it seems the U.S. and Europe are still clearly wrestling with that.
Well, all those nuances get to one big question that has to be on the minds of people in Georgia, not to mention people in the United States. What, if anything, is the U.S. going to be able to do to support its friend there?
Well, again, Cheney didn't offer specific things beyond talking about NATO. He did bring up the issue of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and how he envisions NATO's relationship with Georgia. He repeated that the U.S. is fully committed to what the alliance calls its membership action plan for Georgia, and he said without qualification that Georgia will be a member of NATO. This is especially, I think, music to the ears of Georgia's leaders, and especially to President Mikhail Saakashvili, who was standing next to Cheney. Saakashvili has been practically begging the alliance to let it join so that it could come to its rescue. But as for anything specific beyond that, and anything specific about supporting Georgia's military, Cheney didn't offer anything.
There is a $1 billion aid package, though, from the U.S.
There is, and the White House announced it yesterday. It seems to be all economic, financial, and humanitarian support for immediate needs, and there are plenty of immediate needs. There's still tens of thousands of people who are displaced, and there's a need for rebuilding and support in the longer term for foreign investment. So this is meant to show how strong, at least in dollar terms, the U.S. support for Georgia is. The Russians are not going to look favorably on this either. Moscow has repeatedly charged that the U.S. is hiding weapons in the shipments of relief aid, so they're likely to suspect that some of this aid package is going to be used for rebuilding Georgia's military.
Mike Schuster, very briefly, how worried is the United States about the security of oil that flows through Georgia right now in a major pipeline?
I think the United States is very worried about it. There's a major pipeline that goes from Baku in Azerbaijan on the Caspian, where Cheney visited yesterday, through Georgia into Turkey and ultimately to the European pipeline system. And there's a great concern on the part of the United States that this pipeline continues to be vulnerable in Georgia.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Mike Schuster reporting today from Tbilisi, Georgia, where Vice President Cheney has been visiting.